Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. On the lead up to the birthday of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we asked you to send in your poetry and your artwork for the Return of the Deen art competition. And we told you we have three prizes to give out. For the first prize, 150 euros. For the second prize, 100 euros. And for those who are under 16, you'll get 50 euros. Now it's time that we reveal to you who won. The themes to explore were the Holy Prophet and justice, the Holy Prophet Rahmatul Alameen, the mercy for the worlds, the Prophet the nucleus of unity, the Prophet if he were alive today, current issues, deviant Islam, youth, the return of his grandson, his legacy, his manners and his message. And we've received some absolutely fantastic entries. Unfortunately, we don't have time to show all of the entries, but there are some select few that we've chosen to show off because they're just too good to keep to ourselves. We won't be showing the poetry here, but what we will do is share them on social media. So, starting with under 16s. Now, the reason we had to show this piece is because Zainab combined poetry with artwork. I love the way that you've combined Arabic and English, and it's clear that you put a lot of work and effort into this, and I can see the detail that you've put into the flower down here. And of course, the most important part of creating any form of art is that you contemplate. And you can see from this piece that Sister Zainab has clearly put a lot of contemplation into it as she was doing it. Sister Masuma has made a pencil sketch. Now what she's done is she's created the dome to represent the masjid of the Holy Prophet in Medina. And then you can see the scales there, the scales of justice. And then she's done the beautiful calligraphy. And then you can see all the hands at the bottom here who are, you know, representing the people who are thirsty and they're trying to grab that justice. They want it. I don't know why, but looking at this drawing makes me feel thirsty. Perhaps that's because we're all thirsty for the return of this deen, this justice, this perfection, which inshallah we will see when the Imam returns with the message of the Holy Prophet. There are very few children out there who, even while playing with their toys or doodling or whatever they're doing, they actually think of the Holy Prophet, they think about Allah. Now, I wanted to say a few things about this one. The creativity is just inspiring. I mean, there's so many kids out there that have loads of toys and then they play with these toys, but she's actually taken the time out to actually represent, you know, the masjid of the Holy Prophet, to make her Lego characters pray. That is cool. Nice one, Sister Zainab. Now, the winner for the under 16 is Sister Kultum. She's done a fantastic piece, and the reason we had to choose this as the winner is because you can see the sheer effort that she put into this piece of work. And also, it's the concept. Now, she had this hadith, when the enemy of God, Dajjal, sees him, the Mahdi, he, Dajjal, shall dissolve like salt in water. Now, for a kid to try and visualize that in an art form, it's not easy. You can see Imam al-Mahdi with the Kaaba behind him. You can see the slogan of the Shia Muslims, Al-Ajal. You can see the detail in the lightning to show the discord, the brilliant shining moon, and of course the evil pyramid with the eye to represent Dajjal. Sister Kultum, you are the winner. For over 16s, our second prize went to this piece from Sister Batula Zahra. It's a stunning piece and you can see the amount of effort that went into it, and it's a traditional work of art. You can see the details and the clouds and the drama, the contrast between light and darkness is just, wow, it's fantastic. And then the Arabic there as well. I mean, I've done paintings like this before, I'll tell you, it's difficult to incorporate Arabic calligraphy into a traditional painting, but she did it really well. You can see the sacred five sat there underneath the cloud outstretched, almost like Angel Gabriel. There's a stormy atmosphere representing the struggle between good and evil, and at the same time, there's a sense of peace and tranquility that the painting gives you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Now, choosing the winner of the first prize for this competition was not easy, but we at Islamic Pulse have done our best to try and choose the piece of art that we thought was the most stunning and relevant to the competition. In the end, we went with this fantastic piece. Sister Aqsa Batul has done an awe-inspiring piece here. Now, you can see that everyone in the picture is in black and white, except for that figure. Now, I'm not saying if that figure is the Holy Prophet or if it's the 12th Imam. It could be either one of them, and that's what the beauty of this piece is. If you look at all the characters, there's no telling whether it's from 1,000 years ago or if it's showing something relevant to today. You can see the soldier who stood there with the modern helmet, and at the same time there's a soldier right behind him who's wearing quite medieval armor and is carrying a sword. So there's people from all walks of life. There's a scholar in the foreground, and there's people from all different races, cultures, and backgrounds, and you can tell that they're from different races because of the clothes that they're wearing. You know, there's a person wearing Arab clothing, there's a person who's wearing a kind of Turkish looking hat, there's old people, there's young people. It just goes to show that sometimes the most simplest of ideas work out the best. Sister Aksa has perfectly portrayed the return of the Deen. Excellent work, congratulations to the winners, and congratulations to all the mu'mineen who submitted their entries. Doing this kind of artistic work is exactly what the Ummah needs right now. So you guys, you artistic talents out there, are part of a revolution which will lead to the coming of the Imam of our time, inshallah. May Allah be pleased with you, may Allah reward you, and may Allah help you to improve your skills day by day. Keep doing this great work, because through this great artwork, you don't know who you might inspire.